Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Investigators looking into Andreas Lubitsch's background as well as a profile of his psychology. Lisa Bryant reporting from Paris. Lubitsch was co-pilot of the German airliner that crashed on Tuesday.
German prosecutors say they have found documents showing that 27-year-old Andreas Lubitsch had a medical problem that he appears to have hidden from his employer, Germanwings. Investigators searching his homes in two German cities found a doctor's note excusing him from work on Tuesday. That's the day he's believed to have flown a Germanwings jet into a mountain in the French Alps, killing himself and everyone else on board. They also found a torn-up medical note, but no suicide note. German media are reporting Lubitsch had received treatment for depression. German prosecutors on Friday did not say what kind of medical problem he may have had, but the crash has pointed the spotlight on the stressful lives of pilots both on and off the job. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Nigerian military says soldiers have retaken the town of Gwoza from the militant group Boko Haram, came on the eve of national elections. More on Gwoza being retaken from VOA's Peter Clotty in Abuja.
It's going to have a huge impact from every political analyst I've spoken to, especially here in the capital, Abuja. Yes, I can confirm from sources deep inside the military that, yes, they have overrun and taken over Gwoza, the last holdout of Boko Haram.
Polls have indicated the race for today's presidential and parliamentary election is too close to call. Voting today in Nigeria. This is VOA News. There were more Saudi-led airstrikes against the Shiite Houthis who've taken control of Yemen's capital, Sana'a, and other parts of the country on Friday. Edward Uranian has our report.
Witnesses say Arab fighter jets struck at parts of the presidential palace complex in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, destroying a number of buildings. Coalition planes also were reported to have struck a Houthi radar installation in Marib province and an airbase in Abyan province. The commander of the Saudi-led operation insisted that airstrikes are being conducted with precision, dismissing evidence of civilian casualties. Yemeni acting Foreign Minister Riyad Yassin said he hoped the Arab air operation would accomplish its goals quickly. Internationally recognized President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi, who left the southern city of Aden several days ago for the Saudi capital Riyadh, is due to attend a weekend summit of Arab leaders in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Both the United States and Iran say tough decisions still need to be made in nuclear talks aimed at reaching a framework deal by a Tuesday deadline. Iran wants international sanctions against it immediately dropped as part of the nuclear deal, while the United States and others say the sanctions should be lifted gradually. People in Sierra Leone have been told to stay at home this weekend as authorities make another attempt to stop the Ebola epidemic that's claimed more than 3,000 lives in the country. Alfred Paulo Conte is head of Sierra Leone's National Ebola Response.
We've been in this fight for almost 10 months, and people are beginning to be tired, be complacent. So we just want to remind them that we still have Ebola, even though we only have it in 4 out of the 14 political districts, but we still have Ebola. And until Ebola is free in all the districts, then we are not free from Ebola.
Ebola has infected an estimated 12,000 people in Sierra Leone, more than in any other country. Ebola epidemic has killed more than 10,000, with first cases coming into light in Guinea at the end of 2013. U.S. astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut have landed at the International Space Station. They'll be there for the longest ever anyone stayed there. NASA astronaut Scott Kelly and cosmonaut Mikhail Kononenko, both in their early 50s, will stay at the space station until next March. Scientists hope to study the physical and mental effects of living in space. NASA will use the information learned from the mission to plan future expeditions to Mars that could last up to 2 to 3 years. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis welcoming you to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we're celebrating the American Pianists Association Cole Porter Fellowship Competition among five great young pianists. On Friday and Saturday, the 27th and 28th of March, in Indianapolis, Indiana, a host of great jazz musicians and those who love jazz piano will gather to celebrate jazz piano playing and award the Cole Porter Fellowship of Jazz from the American Pianists Association. This Jazz Fellowship Award is just one of the awards that they bestow upon great young performers. They also bestow a classical music award. And this year, five young players, Christian Sands, Zach Lapidus, Emmett Cohen, Chris Bowers, and Sullivan Fortner, will vie for the grand award. Money, as well as a recording contract with Mack Avenue Records, and 2 years of support in their careers. Many great young players have won this award, and some of those include Aaron Deal, who won in 2011. I was there as the MC of the performance and the competition that year. Dan Tepfer, who won in 2007. And Aaron Parks, who won in 2001. We'll be hearing from him a little bit later during this hour of Jazz America. But right now, let's hear from the lady who will be on stage with these performers to help them work with a vocalist. And what better vocalist could they find than multi-Grammy Award winner Diane Reeves? Her album, Beautiful Life, won the Best Jazz Vocal Grammy this year, and not long ago, she took the stage to sing a song written by Cole Porter. From her album, The Calling, here's her version of Love for Sale, Diane Reeves, on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Love.
From the 1956 release Introducing Johnny Griffin, the great saxophonist doing another Cole Porter classic, It's All Right With Me, here on VOA's Jazz America. Cole Porter, who was a citizen of the world in many ways, he was born in Peru, Indiana, but he went to college at the famous Ivy League school Yale, and then he made his way to Paris and lived there in New York City. But Indiana claims him as their own, of course, as they rightfully should. And when you go to Indianapolis, you can go to a Cole Porter Museum, see a piano where he wrote some of his most famous songs, like It's All Right With Me, and just think about the songs he wrote. Love for Sale, I Concentrate on You, I Love Paris, Night and Day, What Is This Thing Called Love, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, Begin the Begin, I Get a Kick Out of You, Every Time We Say Goodbye, and I Could Go On. What a writer, Cole Porter. So, rightfully so, the Cole Porter Fellowship in Indianapolis, Indiana, as awarded by the American Pianists Association, dedicated to his name and Indiana's great musical son. Let's talk to two of the wonderful young pianists who will be competing for this Cole Porter Fellowship from the APA. Here's Christian Sands and Zach Lapidus to chat with us, and then we'll hear some music from one of the past winners of this fellowship here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis here backstage at the Rubin Museum once again, and pianist and composer Christian Sands is here with me, and he's part of the finalists, the last five finalists for the Cole Porter Fellowship Award from the American Pianist Association. Thank you for taking some time.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, first off, when did you first start playing the piano? And when did you know that it was your primary instrument?
You know, I started when I was one. I started taking official lessons when I was about four. It was always fun, you know. It was always kind of a part of me, you know. So the question of when did I know exactly when it was going to... This was my calling, basically. Mm-hmm. It kind of was always there. So when I didn't play the piano, it was just, you know, something felt off.
Mm.
You know, I basically learned how to walk and play the piano at the same time. You know, it was around. You know, I had an upright in my living room growing up, and my parents played a little bit. You know, my mother, she played a little bit of piano. You know, she would read the hymn books and, you know, that kind of stuff. My father played a little bit. They both learned piano, had lessons in high school or elementary school, rather, you know, a few here and there. You know, my father also played in the school band, played a little bit of saxophone, little bass, little vibraphone, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, just kind of dabbed at it. My mother took piano lessons, I think, when she was in elementary school, something like that, you know, not sure what age, but, you know, and that's kind of, you know, that was kind of it. And, you know, they should sit me on their lap and they would tinker a little bit, you know, play some Lionel Richie songs or, you know, some gospel hymns or things like that.
Yeah, when you got that hymn book and you've got the gospel, then you got the blues.
Basically.
And when you got the blues, you got the basis of jazz.
Yes.
So when did jazz happen for you?
Jazz, well, funny enough, jazz kind of was always there.
Christian Sands, you've given us a lot to think about. You're going to give us something to listen to here at the first event of this Cole Porter Fellowship competition, if you will. I don't even like to use that term. It's just a gathering of spirits presenting themselves with the American Pianist Association. Great to see you, and best of luck, my friend.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
For the conversation.
Take care.
Continuing our conversations here in New York as we're sharing some time with Zach Lapidus here at the first event of the Cole Porter Fellowship competition, the American Pianist Association Award. So great to see you again, my friend, and thanks for taking some time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's great to see you again, and it's great to talk to you.
Now, in 2011, I was there in Indianapolis at the finals, and what a beautiful event that was in that grand hall in Indianapolis. And the first question I want to ask you, Zach, is give me some thoughts about your relationship to the piano. When did you first start to play it, and when did you know that it was your instrument of choice?
That's a difficult question. So we always had a piano in the house. My dad was a banjo player and guitar player, and he always had a piano that he like would play boogie woogie on. But it wasn't until I had a babysitter come when I was about 6 years old, and I'll never forget, she like played a Telemann piece on the piano, and I had taken my grandpa's tape recorder and I recorded her playing it, and I listened to it over and over and over again. And that's when I knew, like, I have to play the piano. I really would love to. So begged for lessons, got them when I was 8, felt old enough to do it. And after that, when I went into middle school, I started playing the violin, and that became my main instrument, my serious main instrument. Piano moved into the background for a very long time. Up until about the time I went to college, and all this time I was thinking I really, really wanted to be a violinist, but I was very interested in jazz. I heard Miles Davis's 60s quintet with Herbie Hancock, and it completely changed my life. And then I auditioned at IU for jazz piano. I could not believe I got in. I was expecting to be rejected outright, you know. And then, so my relationship with the piano always has felt like I always feel like a pianist from very, very young, but also not a pianist. You know, I feel inside and outside of it because of that distance for so long from the piano.
Mm.
Everybody in this competition is an unbelievable pianist, but now I'm able to relax more, not see it as a competition. I'm able to just learn from everybody, meet people who love music as much as I do. And it's just, in that sense, it's an incredible, almost... It's a very stressful because it's a competition. It is, but it's a vacation for me because I'm able to be around like-minded people all the time and just learn and watch and talk. It's great.
Well, welcome to New York for the first event of this competition, and relax and be yourself. Zach Lapidus, thank you very much for joining me. It's always great to see you, and best of luck in this competition for the Cole Porter Fellowship from the American Pianists Association. Great to see you.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
And here's one of the past winners of the fellowship, Aaron Parks, who won in 2001 and took that victory on to a great career as a solo artist and also as a member of Joshua Redman's great quartet, James Farm. From that first James Farm album, the song is I-10 on Jazz America from VOA1. Former Cole Porter Fellowship Award winner from the year 2001, Aaron Parks, showing off his fancy piano skills with the album James Farm, the great quartet led by Joshua Redman. Hope you enjoyed that piece here on Jazz America. I've got more of our celebration of this year's five young finalists for the Cole Porter Fellowship from the American Pianist Association coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently from Wilson Mutagwaba. And he writes to me, "This is Wilson from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, saying thank you for the great jazz music for the relaxing lunchtime here." And I wrote Wilson back, "Blessings on you, sir. My daughter, Blair, visited your wonderful and exotic country a few years ago, and I'm so jealous. She loved Tanzania." And I wrote him, "Thanks for listening and being in touch with me, and that I would spread the word of the wonders of Tanzania if he would spread the word of the joys of jazz." Well, that was a nice exchange between Wilson and myself, and now I want to dedicate some music to him after mentioning the wonders of Tanzania. We'll now explore the wonders of Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, to be specific, Anderson, Indiana. That is the birthplace of one of the masters of the vibes, Gary Burton. He was born in Indiana in 1943, and jazz was always a big part of his work, but also country music. After he went to the Berklee College of Music in Boston in the early 1960s, he went to Nashville, worked with the likes of Chet Atkins and others, and then moved into the marriage of rock and jazz after having worked with straight-ahead jazz players and helped to create the jazz fusion era with work that you're just about to hear. He and Keith Jarrett collaborated along with Larry Coryell and others on the album Throb. And from that, here's a song entitled Some Echoes that helped Gary Burton from Indiana win the Downbeat magazine Jazz Man of the Year in 1968. Thank you.
I'm riding high. Someone I love met for my love so long. Jonah, goodbye. How am I riding? I'm riding high. Starlit ceiling, doting on the cards I'm dealing, gloating because I'm feeling so half happy. I'm slap happy. So ring bell, sing song, blow horn, beat gong.
Mistaking the voice of the brilliant Ella Fitzgerald from her album, Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Cole Porter Songbook. That's one of the great songs written by Cole Porter for the Broadway stage from the 1936 play Red Hot and Blue. That is the song Riding High, the great Ella Fitzgerald. Russ Davis here. Hope you're enjoying our investigation of Indiana jazz history. The work of Cole Porter, we get to weave some of his wonderful songs into it because, of course, he is a fountain of standards from which jazz musicians and singers have dug into over the years in jazz history. And, of course, the fellowship from the American Pianist Association is named in the honor of Cole Porter. Two of the wonderful pianists that will be vying for that Cole Porter Fellowship join us now. Let's hear the words of Sullivan Fortner and Emmett Cohen here on Jazz America, and then hear the music that Emmett Cohen released back in 2012 with the great trumpet player Brian Lynch. That's coming up after we talk to the young gentleman here on VOA's Jazz America. The American Pianists Association, five finalists for the Cole Porter Fellowship, are gathered here in New York City, and one of them is a young gentleman from New Orleans originally, but now he's a son of New York, Sullivan Fortner. It's great to see you, and congratulations on getting into the finals, my friend.
Thank you so much. It feels wonderful to be here.
My first question is this. Just give the folks listening around the world on Voice of America and around the world on Moja Radio your relationship, your feeling about your relationship to the piano. When did you first start playing it, and when did it become your main instrument of choice?
Well, I'm kind of a weird case, I guess. The piano kind of just happened. My mom says I was about 3 or 4 years old. I was banging on top of the piano and like conducting. I mean, banging on top of the television. I would climb on the TV and start conducting, or I'd climb on the table counter and start conducting. And my mom was like, let me get this crazy boy a little Fisher-Price piano so he can actually hit some notes with it. And apparently one day the Jeopardy theme song came on television and I was able to pick out the notes and be able to play it back after like one or two hearings. And it freaked her out. So she called my cousin. She was like, something's wrong with my son. So she put the phone up and I played the Jeopardy theme song for him. And he was like, no, he's a musician. It's okay. And I've been kind of playing ever since then. But, you know, kind of like in church and background, you know. And I didn't really know anything about jazz or classical. I didn't even know what I was doing. I'd just pick up stuff and just play it, apparently. And one day somebody told me I needed to audition for the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts. It was about 12, 13. And so I would say that's kind of like where I started to really investigate the piano.
Sullivan Fortner, a terrific young master of the piano and modern music, and one of the finalists for the Cole Porter Fellowship, the American Pianist Association. Great to talk with you, my friend, and
thank you.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Russ Davis backstage at the Rubin Museum with Emmett Cohen, and he is one of the five finalists for the Cole Porter Fellowship Award from the American Pianist Association. And great to see you, my friend, and congratulations again, and great to have you spend some time with me.
Great to see you, Russ. Thanks for having me in here with you.
And it is an orchestra at your fingertips, the perfect instrument to compose on. And
I heard Herbie Hancock say that.
Yeah, I know I have too. Pat Metheny writes, the great guitarist writes on a piano, and so many other folks with other instruments too. So give me some thoughts about when you first began to compose. When did those things pop in your head and you said, wow, I'm writing my own song?
Well, I think when I began to improvise, I began to compose. You know, I always played classical piano, and that's not as much of a compositional thing, but you know, I always kind of like took the classical pieces and I would you know, twist and turn them, and I would say, well, it'd be cool if it was like this or like that. And I realized that, you know, I was kind of like wanting to do my own thing rather than always learn the notes on the page. I wanted to be, you know, freed from that. And as I started learning the jazz idiom, you know, just improvisation and composition are almost the same thing. They say improvisation is composition on the spot. So, you know, ever since I've started branching out into jazz, maybe, you know, 12, 13 years old, I would compose a little bit and improvise and just explore. I think, you know, composition is just a word for exploring, you know, just experimenting and you know, and the organization of everything that, you know, you have to say musically.
Yeah, you're teaching a quick master class to the young folks listening around the world, because they may be having some unique musical ideas, and let it flow. Emmett Cohen, thank you so much for taking some time with us, and best of luck to all of the events of this latest edition of the Cole Porter Fellowship Competition, if you'll call it that. But it seems like there's a lot of collegial attitude and camaraderie going on here. And all the best to you, and thank you again for taking some time.
Thank you very much, Russ. See you soon.
Great. And here's one of Emmett Cohen's compositions, the title cut from the album Questioned Answer, his collaboration with trumpeter Brian Lynch on Jazz America from VOA 1.
another Cole Porter classic title, simply I Love You, Jackie McLean from 1959. This is Russ Davis. This turned into not only a celebration of the American Pianists Association Cole Porter Fellowship Awards coming up, but also a celebration of Indiana jazz history and Cole Porter. Hope you enjoyed that. On the next edition of Jazz America, it's the first week of April, and April is Jazz Appreciation Month. We'll give you a special theme to begin the month, and it's Ladies First, as Lady Day. Billie Holiday would have been 100 years old on the 7th of April. Two reigning queens of jazz, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Nina Freelon, join us to talk about her, and we'll hear lots of her music on the next Jazz America. Join me, won't you?